Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from your presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from your presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me. Purify me. Create in me a clean heart so that I may worship thee. 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 Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you have allowed for us to be able to see. We thank you for our mind this morning to find ourselves in prayer. For if we seek you early while you may yet be found, we'll get everything that we need, O God, to equip us and to fulfill us throughout this given day. We understand that you made this day. And not only did you make this day, but you have plans for us in this day. You have purpose. You have expectations that you want to receive from us on this day. And so as we begin this day and as we start in this day, we rejoice in this day because, God, you have made this day just for us. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for waking me up this morning in my right mind. Thank you for another a day of reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank you for a mind to serve you, a mind to say yes to your will, and a mind to say yes to your way. Thank you for the strength this morning, oh God, to overcome my flesh, because my flesh had a desire to remain in bed this morning, but my desire to be closer to you was stronger. So I made myself get up. I put this flesh under subjection. And I pressed my way, oh God, to get into the house of the Lord this morning to offer up unto you, God, a sacrifice of praise. And so as I began to sing, oh God, create in me a clean heart, because your spirit is what I long for, and your anointing, God, is what I need. Nothing else will satisfy the things of this world. The temporal things of this world only can quench, temporarily satisfy a hunger or a thirst. But God, the things that you provide, God, satisfy us for a lifetime, God. Your anointing, your presence, your power, your love, your favor. Those things keep me satisfied. Those things keep me settled. And those things provide me the necessary nutrients to be victorious, to be more than overcomer, to overcomers, to be great in you every single day. And so, God, I need for you to create in me a clean heart and renew our right spirit within me, God, because your anointing, God, is what I need. I can't make it in any day that you allow me to see without you walking with me, without you leading and guiding me, without you directing me. So beginning off this morning, Lord, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, create in us a clean heart. Holy Ghost, shine your light in us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And if you find anything that's unlike you, God, we plead the blood right now. Let your blood cover. Let your blood wash. Let your blood make whole. Let your blood purify. Let your blood saturate. Let your blood cover. And let your blood bring light into us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't want to allow anything to separate us from your love. So we put our hearts and we put our minds and we put our souls on the table, that you as the master physician, the creator, can inspect us. That you can check us over, Lord. If there's any malice in us, take it out right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. If there's any doubt in us, Lord, take it out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, if there's any fear, Lord, bind it right now, Lord, because you have not given us the spirit of fear. Take those things out of us, God, that's unlike you, a bad attitude, Lord. The spirit of haughtiness, God. The spirit of conceitedness, Lord. Stinginess, Lord. Oh, God, meanness, God. Cantankerousness, God. Take those things that are out. I mean, take those things that are unlike you, Lord, out of us now, Lord. Oh, God, lustfulness. Oh, God, pornography, Lord. Whatever the sin might be, fornication, adultery, God. Whatever it is, oh, God, that may be causing us to be separated from your love. Is it fear of man, Lord? Take that fear away from us, because you are a mighty God. Oh, God, there's no one that's like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. Shine your light in us right now, God, because you know all of our isms. You know what our hits are, and whatever those things are that cause us to fall short of your glory, not being bold for you, not being willing to go, not offering you up our sacrifice of time, and most definitely not offering unto you a sacrifice of praise. Whatever it is, Lord, that causes us to fall short of your glory, Lord, I ask this morning that you would take it out of us, bind it right now, Lord, and cast it away from us. Cast it away from us, God, because when you cast it away, that means it goes far away from us. That doesn't mean that it won't try to return again and try to tempt us again. But, Lord, make us one with you right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for us to be one with you, Lord, there cannot be anything in us that's unlike you. Because you asked us the simple question in your word, what fellowship does darkness have with light? What type of relationship can light have with darkness, Lord? And according to our understanding, Lord, when the light comes, the darkness has to flee. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and when light, oh, God, refuses to shine or does not shine, Lord, then that's when the darkness overcomes and overwhelms the world. They don't have any fellowship, because when one comes, the other goes, or when one goes, the
other comes. And so, Lord, we want to be united with you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your glory. We need your presence. We need your anointing. We need your power. We need your favor. We need your love. We need you, God, because we can't make it without you. And so David understood that when he asked for you to create in him a clean heart. He understood that he had fallen short of your glory. Thank you, God, that you are not a God that is, that you hold grudges. You're not like us. God, help us with our unforgiving spirits. God, we hold grudges. We hold on to them for an extended period of time, and we don't give them up. Lord, but you said if we don't forgive, then you won't forgive us. And so, Lord, help us to forgive right now in the mighty name of Jesus, all of those that have trespassed against us. Oh, God, and then, God, touch us from the very crowns of our head to understand that, God, you did so much greater for us than we could have ever done for you. You did that. You did exceeding. You do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. You do those things. And so, Lord, we need you, Lord, today. We can't make it without you. And so create in us a clean heart and take those things that are unlike you out of us, God, that you might get the glory, that you might get the honor, that you might get the praise in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be pleasing to you, that your glory might be revealed in our lives, Lord, because we want to be one with you. We don't want to be multiples, God. We don't want to serve two gods, because if a man or a woman has two masters, he'll either hate one and cling to the other, or love one, or do something with the other. God, that's what your word told us on Sunday. And, Lord, we don't want to serve two masters. And we understand that, God, you don't like someone to be lukewarm either. You said in your word that you would rather for us to be either hot or cold, but you don't want us to be both. Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that you remind us of your word, that you remind us of the promises of God, that you remind us of what God is looking for out of us. And he's not looking for a church that's filled with things that are unlike him, but he's coming back for a church without spot and without blemish. Lord, that's what you are coming back for. A church without spot and without blemish, a church that reflects your Son, a church that reflects your Spirit, a church, oh God, that reflects the image of God, not the image of this dressed up dirt, this thing that you built around us or that you formed around us, Lord, but you're looking for someone that's willing to worship you, willing to serve you, willing to surrender to your will. You're looking for a church, God, that looks like you. Not a church of one color, not a church of one mind, oh God, of carnal minds, but you're looking for a church without spot or blemish. Make us united with you, Lord, today. And so if there's anything in us that's unlike you, thank you, God, that your word says that you that if we confess our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord, you don't allow us to remain the same, but when we come to you, Lord, you forgive us and you cleanse us of all unrighteousness, and then you throw our sins into a sea of forgiveness to remember them no more. You don't hold on to grudges. You don't hold and throw our sins back in our faces, Lord, but you bless us and you throw them into a river or a depths of a sea that cannot be returned unless we bring it back up. And that's the trick of the enemy. The enemy tries to come in and cause us to remember our old ways and remember our old thoughts and remember our old habits and remind us that that's who we are and not who we become. But I'm grateful, God, that if we understand your word and if we take time to read your word, you said if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. That means that old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become as new. So I don't need to worry about, Lord, and say, telling people I got a bad attitude. That was the old me. I don't have that bad attitude anymore because you've created in me a clean heart. You've renewed me, and you've made me new in you. Oh, I may have used to be a fornicator, or I may have used to be a liar, or I may have used to be a but those things are not my reputation. They're not my calling. They're not my name anymore. But I am now called a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar people, someone that God has brought out of darkness into his marvelous light. I am now a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So I don't have to hold on to those weights, God, that the enemy tries to place on me to beset me so that I cannot run the race that you have set before me, God. I shake those things off right now, those things that are my past, God, that tries to rise up and pull me back, Lord, and I press towards you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the strength, oh God, to trust you. Give us this understanding, Lord, to understand your word, to apply it to our day-to-day lives so that we might draw closer and be more like you. That's our desire. Nothing more, nothing less, but to be more like you and for your glory to be revealed in our lives in every area, in our finances, in our homes, in our relationships, in our children, God, on our jobs, Lord. We just want to reflect you and for your glory to be revealed in every area of our lives. So make us one with you. And shine your light in us, Lord, so those things that causes us, oh God, to fall short of your glory, those things that causes us to be outside of your will, shine your light and show us the way, God. You said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask for it. For you are a God that give it to him or her liberally. God, you give us, Solomon asks God for, he asks for wisdom, Lord, on how to lead your people. And because of his honest request and his earnest request, Lord, you granted him that, and he is now known as one of the most wisest men ever, because he asked for wisdom. And so we ask for wisdom this morning. And we don't want the wisdom, Lord, that takes us and makes us think that we know more than you. But Lord, we humbly submit to you, God. We need for you to give us direction in our home. Show us the way. Show us how to be examples, to be lights in our homes for those homes that have an unsaved spouse or unsaved children. Lord, help us to be that example, Lord. Give us the spirit of holiness and righteousness, Lord, not that we may think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, but Lord, but that we may be the light, the cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid, that we may draw them in, that we may redeem them, God, that we may sanctify them, God, that we may lead them to you, Lord, so that it won't be condemned, Lord. Help us to shine, Lord, and we only can do that when we are one with you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. When we make up in our mind that it's for God that we live and for God that we die, help us, oh God, to make up in our mind, Lord, that we want to be unified with you, because there is a war going on in our flesh, Lord, and it causes us to battle with you, because this flesh, it's the carnal mind, Lord, it's enmity against you, it's warring against you, because it doesn't want me to do your will. So I find myself, Lord, the things that I know that are right, I find myself not doing. I don't always pray. Oh, God, I don't always fast. I don't always, Lord, read your word. I don't always find myself in church. Lord, whatever it is that may apply to myself and the hearers of your word, whatever it is that we know that is right, we tend to not do it. We don't love like you tell us to love. We hold grudges, Lord, and you told us to forgive, God. We're not patient. We're not long-suffering, Lord. We're not gentle. We're not meek, God, and we don't display self-control. We know what we are supposed to do, but Lord, for some reason, we don't always find ourselves doing it. But those things that we know that we should not be doing, our flesh easily gravitates to those things and tries to do those things and tries to lead us into doing those things. And we know that we should not be doing them. So help us, Lord, today. Because this flesh and our flesh, there is no good thing. We're in a battle, Lord, and we can't win this battle with our flesh, with our own power and with our own might. because this battle, oh God, is not against flesh and blood, but it's against principalities. It's against powers. It's against rulers of the darkness of this world. It's against spiritual wickedness in high places, meaning, God, we can't fight the warrior and the enemy that we are fighting against with our hands, but the only way we can fight them, Lord, is by putting on the whole armor of God and using our power of prayer, using our power of praise, using our power of saying yes to your will and yes to your way, using that anointing, using that power to give us the victory. Help us to put on the helmet of salvation. We can't fight this fight, God, if we don't give you our lives. We first must confess that you are Lord and ask you to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord, and then make us one in you and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. We need salvation first, so help us, oh God, to put on the helmet of salvation, God, to call you as our Savior, to call you as our God, to call you as our King, and to call you as our Lord. We need that first, Lord. Put on the helmet of salvation. Then put on the breastplate of righteousness, Lord. I'm talking about being united with you, in unity with you. Help us to put on the breastplate of righteousness, meaning that we're covering ourselves, oh God, with those things of holiness and those things that are righteous, Lord. You said that there's a difference between holy and unholy. There's a difference between clean and unclean. Lord, there's a difference between light and darkness, Lord, and we want to lean on your side. The songwriter used to say, who's on the Lord's side or who's leaning on the Lord's side? And they proclaim that I'm standing, I'm leaning on the Lord's side. I want to be known as someone that is leaning on your side, not just leaning, Lord, because I don't want to find myself in two areas, but I am on the Lord's side. I need to be righteous. I need to be holy. I need to be set apart for your glory, because if we put on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, and it tells me that your feet must be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I got to know that your will is for me. I got to know that you died on the cross for my sins. I got to know that it was you who did it. You're the only one who made the way. That is the gospel of peace. The gospel of this world says that you can do it on your own, that you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you got to pull someone else down. But that's not the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace comes that we might have life, that Jesus came, died on Calvary, was buried in the tomb, and rose on the third day with all power in his hands in heaven and in earth. That is the gospel of peace, because the world has chaos, but Jesus, he is our peacemaker and our peace giver. So we need salvation. We need to be righteous. Help ourselves, clothe ourselves with righteousness, with holiness, to make sure that we're walking in peace according to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then we need you to grow our faith. That means that we must be tried, because those things that grow has to go through some growing pains. It has to be tested. It has to be challenged, Lord. And as we grow, as children grow, Lord, we give them things, tools to help them to grow. Lord, Aaron is enjoying some new things, but it's a challenge to his mind. He loves rocks, Lord, because it's inquisitive. It's helping his mind to grow and to figure out what's going on in the different sizes and the different colors of rocks. But he had to take time to go and dig those rocks out, or even carry those many rocks that he has in the windowsill of our family room, Lord, but it didn't just come free, but he had to put in some work to gain that knowledge. So our faith must be challenged. Our faith must mature. And we don't want to remain on milk. We don't want to be seasoned believers, seasoned in the walk, but not seasoned in our faith and not seasoned in our testimony. So you allow us
to become living epistles by allowing trials and tribulations and storms to brew in our lives, to show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on our behalf. So you give us the shield of faith, because when the enemy tells us that you're not good, we have that testimony to say, no, the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. We get to block him with our faith, because our faith helps us to be able to move mountains. It only has to be a faith the size of a mustard seed, but that faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. But God, faith greater than that can change the world. If we want faith, we want world-changing faith. We want to be world changers. And we won't even start that big, God. We want to be changers in our ministry. Ministry changers to help us to be effective, to play a role in the ministry. We want to be city changers, where we could take the city for you. We want to be state changers, God, where we can take our state, God, and sanctify it for your glory, spread the gospel door to door, God, so that we might take the state, Lord, and then take the world, take the nation and take the world. Grow our faith, Lord. Help us to be able to quench the fiery darts, the lies and the tricks that the enemy throws our way. Help us to stand upon our faith, Lord. We don't have to be weary in well-doing, because we know in due season we'll reap if we faint not. I'm talking about being united with you, and to be united with you is to be clothed with the whole armor of God. Then we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and it's your word that we hide in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. It's your word that helps us to do that. Your word helps us to withstand in the evil day. Your word helps us to do everything and continue to stand. I forgot about having our loins girt about with the truth, because we can't walk if we don't know what's true. Yeah. We can't live unless we know what's true. We can't be victorious unless we know what's true. And what the enemy does, he tries to smear the truth. He told the woman in the garden, surely God didn't say that you're going to be destroyed. Surely God didn't say that. But we have to know without a shadow of doubt what the truth is, because the truth shall set us free. The enemy uses lies to cause us to be confused. He uses lies to cause us to be deceived. He uses lies, God, to distract us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, he changes with the weather. One day he's up and one day he's down. One day he's here, one day he's there. But the good thing about you, Lord, is that you remain the same. You've been the same since the beginning of time. You are the same right now, and you'll be the same until you allow your son to return. Your word says you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank you for being a faithful and a consistent God. The truth. And when we understand the truth and hide your word in our hearts, then the truth shall set us free. And then last but not least, it talks about praying. I know that it's not a part of the armor, but prayer is a weapon. Not only is prayer our weapon, God, we can use the weapon of praise. And we can use the weapon of the word of God. You've given us three weapons, Lord, to help, oh God, fight this good fight of faith. Because our weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't want to use carnal weapons, Lord. And so forgive us, Lord, when we use carnal weapons to fight against you, God, no matter what comes our way. That's all we have to do is pray, study your word, and praise you, God. Those things will go before us, and God, provide us with seats right in the presence of our enemies, Lord. If we let you fight our battles, God, if we let you go before us, Lord, you defeat the enemy. We don't even have to lift up a finger. We don't even have to sweat. But when the enemy tries to come up against us like a flood, Lord, you're willing to lift up a standard against him. And so God, we need to put you first. That's being in unity with you. Telling you that I surrender all. I submit myself to you. I give myself away. I give my thought and my desire for revenge. I give my thought to lash out and react, Lord. I give that away. I give that power, that authority over away to you, God, so that you might get the glory and that you can use me. And so we thank you, God. because you did all of this. You gave your son Jesus so that we might be reconciled with you. You had a desire to be with one with us. And you put a yearning, you put a fire in us that yearns to be one with you. And so every time we come here to pray, every time we come here to seek your face, that is our desire to be in communion with you, to be in relationship with you, to be closer to you. And so we thank you, God, for the opportunity to pray. You tell us that men ought to always pray. Find ourselves always praying. Find ourselves always submitting to your will. Find ourselves always submitting to your way. Find ourselves always yearning for your will and for your glory to be manifested in our lives. And so we surrender to you, God, this day. We ask that you would come to more and have your way in our hearts and have your way in our minds and have your way in our souls, that you might get the glory out of us so that our flesh won't get the glory, but that you'll get the glory out of our walk and that you might get the glory out of our talk, that you might get the glory out of our light shining, Lord, in this dark and dreary world. There's so much chaos going on in the world, so much confusion, and you've called us out of darkness so that we might be the lights that the world might see. Holy Ghost, give us the boldness and the audacity to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We can't do it in this flesh because our flesh doesn't want God to get the glory. But when we surrender to you, Holy Ghost, you come in and you help us to be witnesses in our homes, in our communities, in our cities, in our states, that's in Jerusalem, Judea, and to Samaria and the other uttermost parts of the world. You give us the boldness and the audacity to be able to do that. And we need you to anoint us. We need you to give us the boldness, Holy Ghost, because we understand that the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. People are not going out sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. People are not going out and letting people know about the great things that are going on in their local ministries, Lord. We are not being the witnesses that you have called for us to be. Bind that spirit of fear. Bind that spirit of laziness. Bind that spirit of satisfaction with whatever is going on, Lord. But give us an earnest desire and a hunger for more of you, to be a witness of you. And the more you fill us up, God, the more we can overflow, the more we can run over with your goodness, run over with your love, run over with boldness, run over with patience, run over with meekness, run over with long-suffering, run over with faith and joy and peace and happiness, God, run over with you. Because we want to reflect you. We pray for the nation, Lord, today. Our nation is falling deeper and deeper into a hole as our president, Lord, is doing crazier and crazier things. But I'm thankful, God, that the heart of the king is in your hands. And so I'm not fearing and I'm not fretful of what is going on in our government right now, the confusion and the chaos, because, God, I know that you are in control. I know that you know that I'm here. And I know that you know that I'm one of your children. And you won't, God, destroy the whole nation because you remember that you have a remnant, God. You have a remnant of people that are willing to pray. And so we pray for our president, Lord, today. We ask that you send salvation his way, that you would send wisdom, godly wisdom his way, that he'll take godly information from someone that is a child of the Most High God, not someone who is being led by their own selfish desire, who is twisting your word and twisting the truth, Lord, but someone that will tell the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ and tell him about the unadulterated truth from your word. You said if when the nations fall out of your will and when the nations turn their backs on you, then the people would need to begin to pray. You send pestilence into the land, famine in the land. You said if my people, which have been called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins, and I'll heal their land. God, the answer for America, Lord, today is for the people of America to pray. Turn from their wicked ways.
Get their hearts and their minds right with you, Lord. We have such a great falling away. The generation that is coming up of the millennials, Lord, they have been led by a people that don't think it took all that. They don't think it takes holiness. They don't think it takes sanctification. They don't think it takes all that to be in relationship with you. But as the days wax more and more evil, it takes that and so much more. Call us to the table, God, when we're not doing what you have called for us to do, when we are part of the problem. Help us to be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem. You called us out of darkness, but we shouldn't have fellowship with darkness. That doesn't mean we can't be a witness, Lord, but we can't do those things. Lord, we saw last night, Lady Yo showed me a ministry that's doing pop-up services in clubs or lounges, Lord. God, you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, yes, we are the church, Lord, but we can't. We got to shun the very appearance of evil because the very appearance of evil causes us to be unclean. And God, even if it's just a little spot, Lord, you said that you're coming back for a church without a spot and without blemish. We got to remain steadfast. We got to remain unmovable. We got to remain always abounding in the work of the Lord because you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord. We don't have to conform to this world, but you told us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. People are being led away because they are in ministries that are professing carnality or carnal ways. Or being okay with carnal ways. Lady Yo and the kids went to a carnival a couple of weeks ago, and the music that they were playing were all secular music and urban Christian songs. God, you called us out of darkness. Those old ways, those old thoughts, those old actions, they don't appeal to us anymore because those things caused us to be to lead ourselves towards death instead of leading us towards the light. I pray for America, Lord. We have lost our way as a nation. Call us back to you, Lord, to be that nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God, it hasn't always been a nation justice for all. But I thank you, God, that you have always been a keeper to your people. Bishop Mason, even as he had to go through all of the trials and all of the tribulations, Lord, of being a holiness preacher in a Jim Crow area, Lord, you protected him, you sustained him, you allowed him to do a great work, Lord, and you are able to do that same thing today. Though we live in a nation that is no longer under you, a nation that does no longer believe in God, that no longer believes in a nation being founded upon the principles of godliness and holiness, Lord, you still have a way for us to go. You still have a reason for us to be here. So help us to let our light shine. Help us to pray for the nation. Help us to pray for our president. Give us to pray for our Congress. Give us to pray for those in high office, mayors and governors and county workers, Lord, congressmen and senators. We pray for them, Lord, today, that you would send a prophet their way. You're always such a great God. You never let your people, when your people begin to cry out to you, you send a judge or you send relief, Lord. You, when they go through the cycle of sin, Lord, and we're at that most dire point in the cycle of sin, Lord, the next thing we need to do as a nation is to cry out to you and ask for forgiveness, Lord. For, Lord, we have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Have mercy upon us now in the mighty name of Jesus and send the relief that we need, God. Send a revival throughout the land. Send a revival even now, God. A revival, God, that will bring those that are lost back into your marvelous light. Those that have fallen away, oh God, they'll be reclaimed from their backslidden ways, Lord. Send a revival, Lord, and start here at Praise Center Church of God in Christ. Start in the city of Dumfries. Start in the county of
Manassas and Prince William. Start in the Northern Virginia area. Start in the state of Virginia. Lord, start on the East Coast. Lord, start in America. Send a revival, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so that the nation will be turned from its wicked ways. Then you'll forgive our sins. You'll heal our lands. You'll bless our nation. Lord, I pray for my leader, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray for Mother Thomas and the family and the ministry. I pray for our church, the Church of God in Christ. I pray for the Baptist Church. I pray for the full gospel. I pray for believers everywhere, the leadership of our ministries, our denominations everywhere. Help us to remain steadfast doing your word. I pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake, the general board of our church, which my bishop is a part of. I pray for Bishop Walker. I believe that's his name, from the Full Gospel Fellowship. Lord, and all of the additional reformations, Lord, and their bishops, Lord. We've broken ourselves apart so far to get our own little fiefdoms, Lord, that we're not even unified on the principles of gospel, of the gospel, Lord. Jesus came and died and was buried and rose again on the third day with power. And it says that's what makes us one. Take away the spirit of fighting. Take away the religiousness. I said that right. Take away the little division that we allow to be built up between us. Break down and tear down those walls so that the church can be unified, one with you. Whether we are Pentecostals or Holiness, Assemblies of God, Catholics, Jewish Christians, whatever it might be. That's the great thing about the dear brother who comes and prays with us on Friday, Lord. He's not ashamed of who he is, and he has no problem with fellowshipping and doing what we're doing while he's with us in prayer. We are better together, Lord. We're better when we're unified. Lord, make us one as a body of believers so that you might get the glory. So I pray for our leadership, God. I pray for them, Lord. And I pray for the areas of ministry that I support, the pastors and elders, the adjutancy, Lord, and the things that I do for our national church. Father, I pray that you would bind the spirit of fear and bind the spirit of haughtiness and bind the spirit of looking after the fishes and the loaves instead of just doing the work to give you the glory. But Lord, help me. Give me a clean heart that the service that I may render, Lord, may be for your glory and for your honor. That's my desire, Lord. I don't want to have a whole bunch of titles and do a whole bunch of work and get before you and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't want that to happen. But, Lord, I want to serve you in spirit and in truth in every capacity and every level of ministry that you allow me to serve in. Do it for your glory. Do it for your honor. And bless your people today. We pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan. Thank you for an awesome woman of God that stands by my side to undergird ministry. Pray that you anoint her and bless her as she prepares herself for a coffee break today, this evening. I mean, excuse me, this morning, later on this morning. Anoint her, God. Anoint her even now. I pray for Diamond Star, Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. Thank you for my children who helped me start this ministry, Lord, and helped me to dig out this property, this land, this ministry, God, to do the work that you called for us to do. Oh, God, give us the wherewithal to expand this ministry any way possible according to your word. According to your word. Thank you for our growth. We started off with just ourselves, Lord, and now we got some few people with us. And I thank you for those that have joined us here in ministry. Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Sister Connie Coulter and her family, Lord, Sister Paulette King, Sister Monique, Lord, Brother Herbert Lee. I know all of them not active, and I know all of them have not been here. But, Lord, I thank you for those that you've given me charge over. I thank you for Sister Angelique Bailey, Lord. I believe that she wants to join. God, I thank you for those that are sending our way. My prayer has been, Lord, send me people that I can mold and I can shape. I don't want people that have already been jaded by church hurts or think that they know more than the pastor, Lord, but I want you to send people that I can mold into your likeness, that I can put my spirit in, that they can be like me, to be able to do the work that you call for me and give, and I may be able to give them the vision and they may run with the vision for this specific ministry. Thank you for those you're giving me charge over. Thank you for giving me those to pray for. You know those that are on our prayer list. We're still praying for the young lady, Glenda Ray, for the miracle, for you to complete the miracle in her life. Thank you for the miracle of healing that you performed in the life of Lady Yo and Missionary Howard. I pray for a complete healing for Sister Harris in Richmond, Lord. She went through the same surgery as Lady Yo, but her complication, but she's had complications, Lord. God, I pray that you would call her to slow down, Lord, and heal her body. I pray for this nation. We're a nation or a people of believers that are looking for gimmicks. We're looking for ways to try to draw in millennials. And using gimmicks, Lord, instead of using the word. You said, if I am lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. Excuse me, that if you are lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. Help us to lift you up, to lift you higher and higher, because the more we lift you up, the more you will draw. And as you draw, Lord, you make whole, you sanctify, you purify, and you make us one like you. Bless us this day, God. Thank you for this time of prayer. I pray that you'll watch over your people this day. Lead, guide, and direct us and prepare us for our coffee break later on this morning at 10. And then for our service later on tonight, our prayer, praise, and study, where we'll continue in the series on the book of Colossians. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for taking time to abide with us this morning. And thank you for hearing our call. I read this morning before I end my prayer, Lord, that your word says, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find, knock and it shall be open. Lord, we're asking, God, that you would grant us favor and grant us wisdom this day. We seek your anointing. We seek your face. We seek your presence, Lord, and we stand at the door and knock. God, open up the door and God, open up the way, God, for us, for victory, for success, for favor on this day. We speak it according to the power that you have given us this morning. Someone needs a door open today. Open the door. Someone needs a way made today. Make a way. Someone needs to see your glory. Show us your glory, Lord, today. But whatever it is, God, we ask, we seek, we knock. Let it be done. And we give it over to you. And we bless your name. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.